for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday morning, December 27, 1998. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. David Bunch, San Fernando Valley area of California, is the minister of the morning. Should this day for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Well, I want to just introduce myself a little bit. We're here about 18 years ago, my dad and I, as a minister. Many of you have us been to camp meetings that often. I know that Burns said he's been here when we were here last time, and my mom was down and came to minister with dad. I've been in ministry for about 23 years now. I have two children. One's 21 and one's 18, so they're a little bit older than children, I guess. And we've been married for 23 years now. Long we've been married too. We've been married 21 and 22 years coming up this April. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. All the time, God is good. And we just love Jesus more and more every day. We are in the middle of transition, so that's why I don't have a suit and tie on this morning. I pray you'll forgive me. I do like to go without a suit and tie whenever I can, but I don't like to on Sunday morning. I had to pack my suit and tie because we had to move out of our home just recently. And God's got us in transition, but I never found any closer or nearer in my life than right now. You know, when you're going through that valley of Baca on the way to Zion, you know how that is, huh? Yes. But the Lord is there. He's so sweet. He's so precious in our hearts and in our lives. Thank you, Brother Miller, for inviting us to come and minister today. We want to turn to Matthew, beginning of the 16th chapter, that last verse there. But we want to go mainly in the 17th chapter, and this is by way of introduction to our topic, this camp meeting, and that is the glorious church. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 and 28. Now Jesus got through just saying to Peter that he had received revelation from God that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Peter got into self, into flesh, and tried to say, well, Lord, you're not going to go to die on the cross, and you're not going to have all this evil come against you, Lord. You know, that's negative talk. Hey, you've got to have some faith here. Don't talk that way. Are these people going to kill you? But the Lord said, now, get behind me, Satan, because that's the will of man, and not the will of God. So we want to grab a hold of the truth that the Lord is revealing here to His church is that a lot of times man's interpretation of what God will do in this last hour is tricking them. They're becoming self-absorbed into their great scholarly exegesis of the scriptures and their hermeneutics and all this different things. And the Holy Spirit says, no, wait a minute. I got something I want to reveal here. Are you listening? Do you have your ears on? Well, he says here in the 28th verse, surely I say unto thee, there are some standing here who shall not taste until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. They will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. Heavenly Father, we pray right now that You would add Your blessing in the ministry to reading Your word. Pray, Lord God, that as we speak these words of life, they will work their way deeply into our hearts. And as we receive this word, that it would bring forth truth in our hearts and our lives, bringing forth hope, bringing forth resurrection life, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I have two responsibilities this morning, and that is to speak slowly enough that I won't get my tongue tied, number one. That everybody understands, but quickly enough that I can cover the subject. So we want to discuss this area of the glory. The Lord has said He's going to come in His kingdom. Who's the king? We are. So don't go off here or there looking for the kingdom. It says, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The scripture says, I'm going to show you something that's going to happen in this last day. I'm going to give you a vision. I'm going to give you a revelation of what's going to happen in this last day. And the last time, and He says, it's the glory. You're going to see a picture of all wrapped up in what the glory is. Right, tiny little picture here. Let's look at it. In the 17th chapter, first verse, and after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led him up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, his clothes became white as the light, and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Now as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no man. They had received the revelation. And His disciples asked Him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must first come? Jesus said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Let's look here, first of all, and see the type of child. After 6 days, if it was 4,000 years up to the birth of Christ, 2,000 years. Hallelujah. And there are three manifestations we see here. The Son, the Man Child, the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, have always been touted as being those that were the two witnesses, but we can see over in Revelation, the 11th chapter, that's more than that. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's the sons of oil. It's the church of the Old Testament, the church of the New Testament. It's God. Hallelujah. It's God and man. The Word and the Spirit. Hallelujah. And then we see the three disciples that will call apart to a mountaintop experience, overcomers. Amen? Secret place, special place, a top of corn, a handful of corn on the top of a mountain, Zion. Here we are. We're talking about a mountaintop experience. We're talking about the glory and three different manifestations. Our brother was talking about seek the very best thing. Seek to be a part of the Son's ministry. Be those manifested sons. But you realize there's the two witnesses. Maybe God's called you to the two witnesses. Maybe God's called you to be a part of the woman in the wilderness. Because you see in Revelation 12, that the woman had a crown of glory. You know, those 12 stars. Our crown and robe in righteousness, feet on the moon, that has to do with overcoming the flesh and being delivered. Amen. You see, those things are happening. That is coming. That is revelation. In His coming. Let's look at the church as it is now. Let's look at the state of the church as it is now, briefly. We see many veins of ministry. We see deliverance. We hear of the kingdom teaching, we hear of restoration teaching, we hear of deliverance, we hear of all the different areas of praise and worship, all these different streams that are going out through the body of Christ. What it's trying to hinder it is a Babylonian spirit, a religious spirit, trying to hinder it from coming together cohesively. There's collusion and division that's hindering the body of Christ from us coming alongside one another and joining hands and saying, we're brethren. See, and the Lord has decided that this time that He wants to get the error out of us. He wants the truth to reign supreme. He wants the victory of His grace to be manifest in His church. And so we're at that time of the Elijah ministry right now, where God is going to restore and is in the process of restoring all things. A realization that the trumpet of God is being blown at this time. It's calling forth for His saints to come in with joy and with singing. Sure, there's things wrong in the church of the living God, but God is going to do a quick work. He's going to do a strong work. He will use us many times. Many times He will sovereignly come and bring salvation, bring healing and deliverance. For God said, I will do it by my holy name. He said, I will do it because I said I will do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's turn, first of all, to Acts 3:19. You see how this message can go so many different directions of thought. But we want to talk about the glorious church today. Where we are in the body of Christ, and just how close we are to what God is going to do in that glory ministry. When He is revealed to the world, when He will arise with healing in His wings, as Malachi says. Let us look Acts 3:19. I could grab a glass of water. Just give me a glass of water. Acts 3:19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Now, I could stop and preach about that all day. You know, deliverance and the victories and healing comes as we repent. We get before the Lord and we say, Lord, you know, it's you and me. You know, I'm tired of double-cracking with you. I'm tired of hearing of all this apostasy that's out here. I don't want to be my ear turned. I don't want to miss what your voice is saying right now. And I repent of my pride. I repent. I come before you humbly. Lord, show me. Reveal yourself to me. Amen. We're at a time where we repent that our sins, that our error may be blotted out. We're not talking about moral sin. No, we're not talking about moral sin. That's included. But the error is missing the mark. Missing the will of God for your life. Being too self-absorbed. Being too involved in the day-to-day. Being involved in hearing what is tradition and not listening for what God would have us to do. We're missing the mark. We need to repent and come to the Lord and say, Lord, daily I present myself a sacrifice to you. Daily I present myself a sacrifice to you. This is our reasonable service, that the Lord's will may be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen? We will go through tribulation and trial as we enter the kingdom. We will go through those difficult times as we enter into the fullness that God would have. And then He says that times of refreshing will come. And it's coming worldwide right now. I know there's a lot of words about the error and different things and the refreshing that's coming, but the most part, people are coming to seek after God with all of their heart. They're coming, they love Jesus more. The fruit of it is they love Jesus more as a result of the quote-unquote Toronto blessing and different revivals that are happening. There's a revival that's happening in Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland right now. The people come in, they begin to worship God, and the presence of God comes in so powerfully, all they can do is cry before God. And salvations are happening. Repentance from the pulpit to the back door. Hundreds of people come. There are over 60 revivals in, dare I say it, the Assembly of God alone. I'm ordained with the assembly, so I know. 60 revivals. Brother Trapp has called for a time of prayer and repentance. You know? And for the most part, the assembly of God has prayed and asked God to forgive him. And God visited him. And we have Pensacola down here. Many people hear about Pensacola, but that's just one of the many revivals that have happened. The Lord is happening in different places. The power of God is falling in different places. There is this revival that's happening up in Washington. That the young people are coming out by the thousands. Just a little town. Just a little town. But God is... It's times of refreshing. It's times of refreshing. It is also times of restoration. And Jesus is beginning to take his heart and plant it into people who say, Abba, Father! The Father to the Son to the Father. This relationship must happen. This relationship must happen for us people begin to cry out to God, I want to know you, Lord. Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you more, Lord. With all my heart I desire. I hunger and I thirst after you. Because this restoration must happen so that His glory can fill His temple. You see, when His Solomon had put everything in order, everything was in its place, then he sanctified the priests and said, okay, we're ready now. And then as they were as one, when unity came, then God came. But we've got to become one. There's got to be a drawing together. There's got to be this rain that brings unity, that brings healing, brings a hungering for God. And it's already beginning. Praise God. We rejoice in that. I think of so many ministries, public ministries as well as people that we don't know too well, that are preaching for this passage. Many of you have heard of Rick Godwin that says a ministry on the tabernacle. 3 feet after the Pentecostal tabernacle. But in the tabernacle, there are three manifestations. There's the trumpet, David Coleman, and Tabernacle. But right now, it's trumpet. The Lord is saying, hey, get ready! And the trumpet is coming out with a certain sound. It's calling people together. I was talking to Brother Cook last night. He was saying, you know, it's just like these people just want to keep on going their own way. And he said, no, I hear a different sound. I hear a trumpet. I hear the Lord calling us to a time of separation. To be prepared and ready for that day of atonement. That day when He comes for cleansing us in the church. A miraculous day, a glorious day. Soon, around the corner. The Lord says He leads us from glory unto glory by His Spirit. So there's a degree that we're coming into this. There are degrees and levels, and it's coming faster and faster and faster around the first of the year. We prophesied last night, our sister was prophesying and said the rain's coming. A dispensation of His presence is coming around the first of the year. It will not be anywhere near the fullness, but it will be a greater level of healing power to get the people to wake up and say, wait a minute, I've been asleep. There's something happening here. Let's come together. Let's draw nigh unto God that He may draw nigh unto us. There's a time where we make these serious decisions. So this is the time of restoration. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15. We want to tie some things together here. 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now, Christ has risen from the dead and has come. And has become the first fruit of those that have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam in Adam all died, even so in Christ also they made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. We're going to look at that word in just a moment. Then comes again when he delivers the kingdom of God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evidence that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. As I see this last day unfolding, bear with me now, and I think you'll see what we're talking about here. When we looked at our verse over in Matthew, the 70th chapter, that word coming was a word that has to do with this appearing, a revelation, a manifestation of something that has all been there all the time. Something that it suddenly goes, woof, like he was on the Mount of Transfiguration, and then there it was the glory. But it was there all the time. This is no new revelation. It was there all the time. You see? The Lord came some 30 years ago to the earth, before this time. You know. And then he was manifest when he was 32. You see? So the glory had already been here. But when he comes in his kingdom, in Matthew, we call that the revelation and the manifestation of the Son of God. The second book term signifying the second advent of Jesus was never used to describe his first coming to Jerusalem. Originally was the official term for a visit by a person of rank, especially a king. It was an arrival that included a permanent presence from that coming onward. I'm not talking about when you're gone. You see this? The glorified Messiah arrival will be followed by a permanent presence with his glorified people. Therefore, also the Israel Jubilee and the latter rain jubilee. We've got three jubilees that are going on here. You know what's happening? God's doing something. He always does things in threes. Did you see Matthew 17? The son, the two witnesses, the church, the woman. One, two, three. The son, the one, the two witnesses, two. The three that are on Mount Transfiguration, three. Lord counts for you if you can't count. Look at these things. And we get excited. We say, okay, Lord, what does that mean? That means that he could come, beginning with his church, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. He's going to suddenly come to his temple. The parousia could begin any moment. Do you realize that? When he comes to be present in his glorified people. And then at a time of his decision, he's going to manifest his glory in these three areas. Now, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, talks about one glory of the moon, one glory of the sun, and one glory of the stars. Do you think that was in there by accident? Do you think he's going to stop the body ministry just because it's the glory? There's going to be a diversity of his ministries in the glory. We all long to be a part of that sonship ministry, that we would rule and reign with him. But I'd rather be a bookkeeper in heaven than a prince in hell. There's nothing wrong with being a part of the woman. There's nothing wrong with, because they're overcomers. They've come into the glory. Huh? Yes. I long, you know, I've heard the first message on the sonship years ago. Not as long as many of you have, but I said, Lord, that's what I want. But the glory has so many facets and areas that it includes everybody that will hunger and thirst. God will not cast out anyone that cries out unto the Lord, said, Lord, I want you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm just an old shoemaker. But you can be a part of the glory. You can be a part of the glory. You know, I just don't quite understand, but I love you guys, and you know, I really appreciate your ministry, and I want to get close to Jesus. Just get close to Jesus, you'll be part of the glory. You see? Hold on. And seek him. God will no wise cast you out. You will receive a reward for your seeking the Lord with all of your heart. You will receive a reward. And God will bless you. God will bless you mightily. Hallelujah. Well, we see that there are so many parts of, as our brother was saying, that seed that's in the body of Christ right now to bring forth. To bring forth the man-child. To bring forth the victory. Bring forth what God is going to do in this last day. There's a birthing that's happening. Over in California, there are many things that are going on in many areas of the San Fernando Valley of God's teaching about this last day. And people are beginning to intercede from Northern California to Southern California. There's prophetic words that are coming out, and God's going to hit California like never before with His presence. We're expecting. We're expecting. And it's going to come forth. Amen? Amen. It's going to come forth. That seed is going to come forth. It's going to be a babe. But it'll be the glory. That babe's got to grow up. There's got to be some changes. There's got to be some coming together. Got to be some healing. But it's going to be the glory. It's going to be the parousia. It's going to be the time that God is coming for. Now we're being prepared right now in a lot of ways to get prepared so that the temple walls are formed properly, that the priests are in order, that every piece of furniture is in order. When David was bringing back the ark, he said there was a breach brought upon us because we didn't do it according to due order. I was in Ohio, you know, got it on an ark, or on a cart. They're going to do it their way. You know, bless God, God will honor it. We're taking it back. That's good enough. And they weren't doing it according to due order. They were doing it their way. Sometimes we want to worship God our way. But God wants to get us into the due order. So we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We find out and we get a hold of what it is to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And God's bringing that forth in a greater revelation all the time. None of this commercial praise and worship. It has its place, but it doesn't have its place in the communion and the fellowship between a believer and his Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.